Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, John Lowenstein. Batting second. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Batting third. The center fielder, George Hendrick. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting fifth. The DH, John Ellis. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dick Bosman. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Rich Coggins. Batting second. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting third. The DH, Tommy Davis. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Don Baylor. Batting seventh. The catcher, Elrod Hendricks. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Enos Cabell. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Cuellar. And now, play ball. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein strikes out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hendricks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Duncan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards second. Broemer scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is called out on strikes. One out. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich takes first base on ball four. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell strikes out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grich moves to third. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baylor. The throw from Duncan and he is safe. Baylor steals second. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is walked intentionally. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw takes first base on ball 4. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McCraw moves to second. One out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is called out on strikes. Two outs. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-1 in the game. Lowenstein hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-1 in the game. Duffy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-1 in the game. Hendrick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Duffy moves to third. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-1 in the game. Spikes hits a fly ball into right field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Coggins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. Blair hits a fly ball into right field. Spikes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-1 in the game. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cabell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McCraw hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gritch reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gritch hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Duncan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hendricks hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 1 in the game. Duncan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Brohmer bunts towards third. Cabell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Duffy bunts in front of the plate. Hendricks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0 for 1 in the game. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Bellinger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cabell moves to third. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Cabell scores. 2 outs. It's 2-1, Indians. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 2 in the game. Blair hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 2, Orioles, 2. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 2. The Indians will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 2 in the game. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0 for 2 in the game. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gritch strikes out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 2. the Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cabell picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Cabell. McCraw moves to third. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Duncan takes first base on ball 4. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0 for 2 in the game. Brohmer bunts towards first. Powell juggles the ball. That's an error on Powell. McCraw scores. Duncan moves to second. It's 3-2, Indians. Luis Alvarado pinch runs for Jack Brohmer. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lowenstein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Duncan scores. Alvarado moves to third. It's 4-2, Indians. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Duffy bunts towards the mound. Cuellar fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alvarado scores. Lowenstein moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Indians. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hendrick strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 3 in the game. Spikes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lowenstein scores. Duffy scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 7-2, Indians. Bob Reynolds now pitching. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0 for 3 in the game. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Gritch fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Alvarado now playing second base. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hendricks hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cabell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Orioles 2. The Indians will come to bat. Doyle Alexander now pitching. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McCraw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McCraw moves to second. two outs. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Coggins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Blair hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Grich takes first base on ball 4. Coggins moves to second. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 3 in the game. Powell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Coggins scores. Grich moves to second. It's 7-3, Indians. Tom Buskey now pitching. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-6, Indians. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hendricks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Orioles 6. The Indians will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lowenstein for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Duffy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Baylor. Duffy reaches second base with a double. Dave Johnson now pitching. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hendrick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Duffy scores. It's 8-6, Indians. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Spikes hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0 for 4 in the game. Ellis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Orioles 6. The Orioles will come to bat. Rusty Torres now playing left field. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bellinger hits a fly ball into left field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Baltimore Orioles, 6. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.